Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, IARD, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. Your host is me, young Dr. Mike Roizen. And today, the 1251A is the latest news of the week and what it means to you. We had a great session at 1251B. We just recorded that. You'll want to download that. The Bs are always guests. And we had a wonderful guest on. I'm not going to tell you about it other than it has something to do with cannabis, otherwise known in my era as marijuana or weed. And whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, and what diseases and problems it may help and hurt. But today, it is the news of the week. We're brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and what you'll want to try if you're having a problem with one of the GLP-1s as you switch doses or even as you take a dose, DiRescue, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, usually used for pediatric diarrhea, but it helps immensely in the nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation with the GLP-1s, such as Wegovy, semaglutide, Ozempic. Those are all semaglutide, and tirzepatide, which is otherwise known as Mounjaro and Zepbound. That's DiRescue. And the other sponsor is our own website, used to be known as longevityplaybook.com. That's switching to For Youngevity, Youngevity, for Youngevity.com. Why the switch? Well, because we want people to understand that this isn't just living longer, but it's living younger that will happen in the future and that we coach to on that website, for Youngevity.com. Now, let me just go and start with the news of the week. Our wellness foreplay, muscle ultrasound, can detect insulin resistance. Why is that? Well, the reason that is because your muscle accumulates fat as a part of insulin resistance. That is, the first component of insulin resistance is your muscle accumulating fat. And that is easily seen on just the ultrasound. So even more effective than perhaps showing you the numbers on your laboratory test, maybe it's showing you a piece of muscle which is different than normal muscle because it's accumulated fat. That also tells us a lot about how you can get rid of it. Exercise, yes, avoiding sugar, but exercise is one of the best ways to do that. That is that if you exercise, you allow sugar to get from the bloodstream into your cells where it can be used. And if it isn't used with exercise, then you accumulate fat inside the cell, which makes the muscle and liver insulin resistant. So our wellness foreplay segment, muscle ultrasound, is an easy and readily available way for almost every doc, because they're now available in primary care offices, the ultrasound machines, almost every doc to diagnose insulin resistance. What about mood swings in elderly people? Well, it turns out, and that's our Well Beyond Wellness story, that people who are elderly, who often have different mood swings than they had, may have a predisposition to dementia. We see that a lot with CTE, that is traumatic encephalopathy, that is associated with concussions and chronic traumatic encephalopathy the football players have. Well, they're nice and wonderful people after they retire from football. And then in their late 40s, early 50s, they develop violence or different behavior patterns. That's a predisposition to dementia and serious illness. It turns out that's that lack of reserve and the switch in predispositions often occurs with just regular old run-of-the-mill Alzheimer's and frontal temporal parietal dementia and vascular dementia, that change in mood. That's our well beyond wellness story. Now, longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. Well, that relates to Alzheimer's disease again. With the blood tests that are now available or now becoming available, they're not quite readily available everywhere, but they're getting there. But with those, we're beginning to see that people have a way of avoiding it. The easy way of avoiding getting worse dementia or even developing dementia, well, therapeutic plasma exchange is one. But there are lifestyle changes that you should do. Exercise, meet friends, posse, purpose, play. Exercise vigorously a little bit as well as chronically, regularly. And of course, eating the healthy, non-processed food diet that is largely plant-based with a little bit of salmon. There are 40 things we have talked about over the years that have been shown in at least two studies in humans. You can find them on my Substack, if you will, blog. That's Michael F. Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, M-D, Substack. And you'll see the 40 in several of the blogs talked about speed of processing games, stress management, and of course, the stress management is posse, purpose, and play. So that is our longevity is the next disruptor segment. The Roizen rule for a younger you segment is one about GLP-1s. We talk about Direscue that Life's First Naturals makes, but to help with the GLP-1s, but the GLP-1s help with a lot of things. We started statins regularly for most people over the age of 50 in about 2004, meaning they have such great benefits because of lowering LDL cholesterol and decreasing inflammation that almost everyone over the age of 50 should be on them, we thought, starting in 2004. And we practiced that. I have doing my own practice. Now it may be a low dose of the GLP-1s. We're beginning to see the GLP-1s, in addition to the statin, lowers stroke rate, lowers heart attack rate, lowers dementia, decreases arthritis, joint arthritis, decreases lung dysfunction, chronic lung disease and the inflammation, decreases kidney disease. So we're beginning to see that a low dose of Mounjaro or even Ozempic, but we're mainly using Mounjaro, a low dose of that is almost indicated for everyone over the age of 50 who wants to get to 110. That is for our four longevity program, almost everyone should be on one of those drugs. Now, the last story, and so it's beyond weight loss. It is for health and for longevity. And those are the key stories. There's also a story about the menstrual cycle and a higher estrogen level is linked to more estrogen craving. This is such a small change that I want you to disregard it in the news media that is promoting that. So let's go over the key stories after I remind you our sponsors are 4longevity.com. You'll see a coaching program there pretty soon, probably within 2 months available to everyone. but you can sign up for the free newsletter at 4youngevity.com by the time the September rolls around. And the other sponsor, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, something we think almost everyone over 50 should consider with their physician. And the other, of course, point today, stay up to date. That's what the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment is. Staying up to date means considering with your physician going on one of the GLP-1s, even if you aren't overweight, but certainly if you're overweight, and definitely if you're obese, consider that. The other stories that we did today are well beyond wellness story is, since blood tests are now going to be available for the early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, learn about therapeutic plasma exchange, as well as the lifestyle changes such as posse, purpose, and play, speed of processing games, getting your 10,000 steps, doing a little bit of high-intensity exercise, lifting weights, getting your flu shot, those things routinely. And our wellness foreplay story, muscle ultrasound can detect insulin resistance. The last one is, remember, personality disorder or personality change late in life may indicate the person's bound for dementia. Get them help or get yourself help, not from a psychiatrist alone, but from someone who knows how to help you with those lifestyle treatments and maybe therapeutic plasma exchange to combat dementia risk. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, your host for You, the Owner's Manual podcast, Radio MD or iHeart. Thank you for downloading us. Thank you, Brad, for engineering. But especially thank you, our listeners, who've downloaded us. Go to the 1251B. It's a great segment on cannabis. I don't agree with all of it, but you'll hear a point of view that is important. And also, next week we have Dr. Teitelbaum, who is going to talk about the benefits and hazards of ultra-processed food. I don't know if there are any benefits, but he is going to talk about all the late data on how avoiding ultra-processed foods can help you avoid chronic pain, fibromyalgia, maybe even, and certainly even, dementia. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.